A marathon public hearing on a proposed official community plan, OCP, amendment in Central Saanich came to a close Thursday, March 6, night. The public hearing, attended by at least 300 people, took place over two nights beginning March 5 in the Cedar Room at the Saanich Fairgrounds, with an additional 100 or so watching online. The community was invited to comment on a proposed amendment to the OCP zoning bylaw, as well as a development permit with variances for a 1934 Hovey Road application. Two new purpose-built rental buildings, one with market rental units and one with senior housing, totaling 187 units proposed by RI's developments in partnership with Legion Manor Victoria, would replace five single-family homes at 7551 East Saanich Road and 1934-1966 Hovey Road. The hearing began with Mayor Ryan Windsor, joined by council and staff, outlining how the hearing would proceed, emphasizing comments are only accepted on the proposed changes in OCP designation from neighborhood residential to multi-unit residential, the proposed change in zoning from residential corridor to residential neighborhood, and any variances requested, such as height, setbacks, lot coverage, and parking. He reminded council to only consider arguments on the agenda and that speakers should stick to the issues at hand and address the council directly. It is important that all who speak at this public hearing, while not limited by time, should limit their remarks to matters contained in the bylaw, and it is my responsibility as chair of this hearing to ensure this, the mayor said. This reminder was repeated several times during the nearly five-hour public hearing on both nights, which began at 6 p.m. and ended close to 11 p.m. Emotions were high on the first night of the hearing. The first time all those involved in the Hovey Road development project gathered in one place and spoke at length. Both sides made their points emphatically. Some speakers were momentarily interrupted midway through their speeches, either by the mayor or a few jeers from the audience. Windsor interrupted speakers to redirect them back to the focus of the public hearing when they veered off to discuss what many referred to as a preface to their argument for or against the proposed OCP amendment. The public has spoken. By the end of the public hearing, at least 80 people had spoken about the project, including RI's developments, Legion Manor, residents of Hovey Road and surrounding areas, business owners, housing advocates, veterans and seniors nonprofit groups, academics, the indigenous sector, the hospital sector, and renters advocates. Arguments against the project included comments from residents who were concerned about the location and worried that it would set a dangerous precedent for other developers to come in and take over residential neighborhoods. "It's the wrong project, on the wrong location at the wrong time," one speaker said. "We have already vastly met our housing needs in Central Saanich." Others questioned why the district would spend so much time, money and effort amending an OCP that they had worked so hard to create and implement in 2023. "The OCP guides the community until it requires a review, which occurs every 5 to 10 years, certainly not every 7 weeks, said Brian Smith of 1974 Hovey Road, a house that would be orphaned if the project goes ahead. "The OCP states, the district will continue to protect the agricultural and rural landscape alongside compact villages like Saaniton and nearby neighborhoods. This will likely not be the case anymore if the OCP is amended for this project," he added. Luke Mari, managing principal of RI's developments, addressed this point, citing the opening paragraph of the OCP where it speaks to the fact that it's a living document and should be updated from time to time. "In January of this year, there's a public hearing held for an amendment to the OCP, and so it's a healthy natural process to keep the document current," he said. Residents opposed to the OCP amendment expressed concerns the housing development would destroy trees and disrupt the area's biodiversity. Some requested affordable housing be quantified in terms of actual cost to seniors. A large majority said the project is not sensitive to the neighboring area because of its overly large transition between high and low density, which makes it non-compliant with the current OCP. On the other hand, supporters of the project emphasized the OCP is a living, breathing document that can be amended if there's a great need in the community. I'm disheartened that the OCP is being used as the reason to block the development of the two buildings. OCP is not the Ten Commandments, one proponent said. If it wasn't supposed to be amended, why does it have a portion that explains how to amend it? Those in favor of the housing project spoke to the desperate need of housing seniors, veterans, and indigenous elders so that they can live close to their land. They argue evidence shows the site would have the least impact on the neighborhood compared to other areas. Some Central Saanich business owners spoke about ongoing issues with employees, saying it is difficult keeping skilled staff because attainable housing is not available. They don't need a long commute, they need to live where they work, one said. Others advocated for tenants and young families, stating that adequate housing is required to secure a growing diverse population. A public hearing, that's one for the books. After the first night of the public hearing, the arguments were evenly split. The second night skewed the argument, with 27 speakers in favor of amending the OCP and 9 against. A total of 415 people opposed to the project signed a petition urging council to reject the change. Windsor presided over the public hearing and managed what could have easily devolved into a shouting, name-calling, and disorderly public forum. A week before the hearing, the mayor told Peninsula News Review he has always found Central Saanich to be an engaged community. People care about our community, regardless of their perspectives on specific topics or applications, he said. It's an enviable position to have passionate community members who come forward to register opinions or volunteer. I discovered that there is a lot of that here. For many years, I'm pleased to call Central Saanich my home. I just happen to currently occupy a position that is called mayor. According to the district, there hasn't been a public hearing this size in the last 10 years, so the two-night marathon forum is something for the books. Council will deliberate as to the next step in the process at the next meeting on Monday, March 10.